Baba Basra, Perik Vav Mishnah Base. More selling here. Hamocha Peris Lachavero Raisin Makabla Rova Tinofus Lasa. When someone sells produce that grew out of the ground, so the purchaser, he accepts implicitly and tacitly accepts that there'll be some debris with the food. It came out of the ground after all. And therefore he accepts Rova Tinofus, meaning a quarter of a kav of, you know, debris, refuse, the saw for every saw. Again, this ratio comes up all over Shas. The saw, remember, is the six kavin. Remember the 6 2-liter bottles of mead and water, whatever,
tinofus
and Gedi water. Tinofus means filth.
What?
Tinofus means filth.
Filth.
Tinofus is filth. So rova means a quarter of a kav. If each of those 2-liter bottles are kavs, that means that a rova of a kav is like a 500cc bottle, a little Coke bottle. So that means, of course, if there are 6 kavin in a saw, like 6 6-liter bottles in the 6-pack, and there are 4 quarters of a kav in every kav, you're looking at 24. So 24 quarter kavs per rova. Sorry, quarter kavs per saw. So in other words, 1/24. So for every 24 pounds of onions you're buying, you're expecting 1 pound worth of debris to come with it. Te'enim, when you're buying figs, of course, are super infested with the worms and whatever. So therefore, makabalav eser mesulaos lamea. You accept upon yourself that 10 out of every 100 will be already wormy. Okay? So we started the FDA. I told you had similar standards this very day. Right? The martef shel yain, if the purchaser says he buys a wine cellar. Now the wine cellar means it's the whole stash of wine. He's going to use, presumably, some of it for drinking now and some of it for cooking. The point of cooking is that you need the wine to have some kind of longevity so that it will be usable for weeks and months. So since he's buying the whole package, you'll expect that some of the wine will be, you know, in different stages of maturity and approaching spoilage. We're not talking spoiled wine here, but approaching spoilage. So therefore, Makabulav, when he buys the whole cellar, right, he didn't specify specifically it has to be all used for cooking, let's say. He just said if he wants a generic, you know, some for cooking, some not. So then he accepts upon himself Eser Kosos Lamea, that 10 out of every 100 will be like, let's call it, on the way out. They're perfectly drinkable now, but they're on the cusp of spoilage and therefore they won't last. You can't keep them for a long time. That's okay, he accepted. That's, again, all these transactions are where there's no other conditions set. If a person said, I want to buy, you know, cooking wine, or I want to buy drinking wine, or I want to buy fine wine, or old wine, or whatever it is, of course, it would have to meet those specifications. Kankanam bisharon, if a person buys, clay pottery from the Sharon region. Sharon region had notoriously bad ground for making pottery. Remember, we talked about how their houses fell down twice every 7 years and so. So when you buy this Sharon region vessels, you have to expect they're not all the greatest quality. Mekabalav eser pitasios lamea. The 10 in every 100 will be, let's say, under improperly fired or under excessively absorbent. The problem with being excessively absorbent is you're going to lose content. In other words, if you store your wine in such a container, the wine will be absorbed into the clay and then it'll diffuse and, you know, evaporate, so you're actually going to lose wine. That's no good. So those are accepting 10 substandard containers, which then, of course, will lead to poor storage. Okay.